Chapter 1. Larissa, Greece. December 23rd, 1943. Snow. I loved the smell of winter. I detested sludge, mud and rain, but I loved how snow blanketed the countryside. Christmas used to be a special time in the Lambros household, but there was no Lambros household anymore. Just me. I didn't know if my Aunt Stella was still alive, and all my other family had either died or gone into the mountains to fight in the resistance. Were they still alive? I didn't know. I decided that it was time to celebrate my family and our traditions. Someone had to keep them alive. My family were not around, but their memories were. Father Haralambos said that we must celebrate them, and that they live on in heaven and in our memories. I planned on making my mama's avgolemono soup and freshly baked bread. It would fill the cabin with the aroma and remind me of how lucky I was to be born to Nicholas and Helena Lambros, of how lucky I was to be a sister to three valiant, heroic men. Sometimes I got moody and hated the world. Who am I kidding? I hated the world most of the time and everyone in it. Well, not everyone, but I wished the Nazis to die in a fire that never ends. This horrid war was going to enter its third year, and the resistance had had victories. But when we heard of the massacre at Calavrita, how could we believe this nightmare would be over soon? My Aunt Dora was visiting my cousin Stelios in Agia Lavra Monastery when the Germans descended like animals. I lost them both. I hope the God they loved resurrected them to heaven as he promised. They deserved to go to heaven. I didn't know how much longer we could endure. I had to celebrate my family because if I thought of all that I had lost, darkness would overcome me and my memories of my family and winter would be tainted by hate. I would not let the Nazis kill my memories. I thought about going home and cooking in my mama's kitchen, but I couldn't bring myself to walk down that road and open the door to silence. I would go up to Athena's Bluff and cook up there. Maybe dance a little jig and drink some wine to honor my family. The mere mention of my mama made my heart ache. I almost turned away from the window when I spotted Sturmbannfuhrer Hans Müller out in the courtyard. How I hated that man and wished a sniper would just shoot him. If that sniper found his mark, then hundreds would die. Another devil lived to see another year. I grinned when I saw a blob of snow from the gutters fall just in front of him. That evil bastard. I wasn't one for praying anymore, but if I had, I would have prayed for an avalanche to fall on top of him. At least it would be an act of God. Get away from the window, Soy. Where is the beast going? I asked, and turned to find the beast's daughter, Eva Müller, leaning on her cane and watching me from the door. She had taken off her black cloak.
He's going to Athens.
Interesting. I turned back to the window in time to see Nurse Gestapo, also known in her human form as Nurse Edith, get him in the car with him. How those two could be in love was a mystery to me. Müller wasn't a handsome man, and she was a Nazi bitch, although she might be good-looking for someone her age.
How old is Nurse Gestapo?
Stop calling her that. Someone is going to overhear that doesn't...
Yeah. Off with my head or something equally barbaric, because I hurt her feelings.
I turned around in time to see Eva's smile had widened, and she was looking at me as if I was a puppy that had learned a new trick. Don't look at me like that. You call her Nurse Gestapo as well.
Only because I can't get the name out of my head, because you've said it often enough.
Yes, blame me. Are the Beast and Nurse Gestapo going to Athens together?
Yes.
I gagged. It wasn't for show.
I find the idea of the two of them having sex repulsive. Not that I've had any experience in that area,
But the idea of her touching...
Ew! I'm going to make myself sick!
I held my hands against my head and tried to banish the images from my mind. It wasn't working. I scowled at hearing Eva laugh. She had a beautiful laugh, and when she thought something was hilarious, she almost stopped breathing because she was laughing so much. This was one of those times.
You're going to drop dead if you continue to laugh like that.
Eva wiped her eyes and eventually stopped giggling.
How long have you thought of my father and Nurse Gestapo that way?
I'm rethinking the idea of killing you, I said, a little too pleased, and then saw Eva's smile fade.
I'm joking, I added quickly.
That's not funny. At least you won't fall over and die laughing.
I shrugged, but I mentally slapped myself for being an ass.
You are on your own for the first time since you arrived in Larissa.
If you don't count Henry, the guards, and the rest of the soldiers...
Eva paused for a moment. Would you have done it already?
I looked outside for a moment. If we were not working together?
Yes,
I turned and slowly nodded. Probably. If I'm determined to do something, I do it.
Yet, you can also stop yourself. The only thing that saved you was my love for Father H. I'm glad he did that, because it would have been a sin.
You don't believe in God.
I shrugged and turned back to watching the snow fall. I believe there is a God. I just hate him.
Yet you love Christmas. You are a complicated woman, Zoe Lambros.
No.
I love Christmas because of my family. Has nothing to do with him or his bus.
I stopped myself, but not quick enough.
Hey!
Yet another mental slap on the head for me. Eva's faith was important to her. I think it was the only thing that kept her sane. Sometimes, I think someone should put a muzzle on me. Sorry, I muttered.
Are you saying you have abandoned your crusade against me?
Yes, sorry to disappoint you. I winked at her.
Why did I wink? What a stupid thing to do.
The crusade is over. I looked over at Eva, who was writing and trying not to pay too much attention to the idiot in the room.
Come with me to the mountains. The words came out before I could censor myself.
Why did I invite her to Athena's bluff? Was I going crazy? What was happening to me?
Have you lost your mind?
Eva turned back to her writing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Why did I ask Fräulein Cranky? She had flipped over from being nice to me to being surly.
Well, if someone admitted they would have killed me if circumstances were different, I too would be in a snotty mood. Eva wasn't the easiest person to be around when she was in a terrible mood.
Evie, listen to me.
No.
You are a stubborn old goat. War has broken out.
Eva stared at me over the top of her glasses. Her piercing blue eyes bore into me in disbelief.
Did you fall down the stairs and hit your head? The war has been going on for some time.
No. I leaned over her desk. We were inches apart, and I smiled. That always caught her off guard, because no matter how surly she was, I could tell she enjoyed our fighting. Her eyes always gave her away. Elas and Eddes are fighting in the mountains.
You want me to go to the mountains where they are fighting?
They're not fighting on Athena's bluff!
I slammed my hand on the desk in mock frustration. I saw a tiny sliver of a smile. She enjoyed our arguments far too much. She was an odd woman.
What makes you think they won't come to Athena's bluff once they find out Mahler's daughter is up there?
They won't. They want to kill each other, so they won't worry about you.
I'm relieved to hear that. Eva went back to her writing.
Come with me and celebrate my family.
Eva stopped writing again.
What are you celebrating?
I didn't want to tell her, but I found myself wishing she would ask. I had lost my ability to think coherently. My brother was born on Christmas Day. That's why Christmas is special to me.
It's about family and love.
I didn't know. I haven't celebrated his birthday for 2 years now. Come with me and we can celebrate Thierry's birth and the snow and I'll cook. If you stay here, the resistance may kill you if their battles come off the mountains and into the city.
You promise not to poison me?
I promise. Eva appeared to be thinking about what I had just said. Miracles can happen. I still don't know why I invited her.